And, of course, more recently, this child abuse scandal.
Well, the child abuse scandal seems to go back a long way. I think the FA have been quite effective over the last 15 years in the systems it's put in place about child abuse. I mean, there's clearly still, you know, in an organisation and in a sport like football where you've got so many games going on, there's so many clubs, there's going to be odd mistakes. But as I understand it, most of the complaints are about a period back in the 90s, 80s and 90s, when I have to say I think the FA probably did fail in its duty there, as did the professional clubs.
And did you know about it when you were chairman?
No. No.
Nothing?
We discussed... Never crossed the desk.
Even though the FA had just... Forgive me, but even though they had just cancelled an important inquiry into child abuse just before you became chairman.
That was when?
I think it was 2 or 3 years before you became chairman.
Yeah, no, it never crossed my desk. We did, what did cross the desk and what did, were reports on our systems and structures, but that wasn't based upon the sort of complaints you're getting now.
And do you think they're now capable of dealing with the scandal?
Well, I think they've done the right thing. I think Greg Clark, the chairman at the moment, has done the right thing by setting up by asking a lawyer to come in and look at, are there structures okay today?
Whether it's essentially internal, isn't it, in the sense of it's someone appointed by the FA who reports to the FA and they decide what happens to it.
Which is exactly the same as the BBC did on when it had the same problem.
I'm not sure whether you're saying that as a former director general as praise or criticism.
I thought James Janet Smith's report was remarkable. I thought it was very good. I thought it made the point.
She did the inquiry for the BBC into Savile.
She did the inquiry for the BBC, and I think they'll do the same. I think this is not an issue about child abuse at the moment. This is an issue about governance. This is saying, look, football needs to be properly regulated and properly governed.